So without any further ado, I just want to introduce Scott Lichtman, who has been in the past one of the award winners for his volunteerism work, particularly in the Salt Lake, Utah area. And he's going to moderate the first session where we are going to talk about some domestic volunteerism issues. Scott is in private practice. He does a lot of work. I don't know how he finds the time. I am not going to get into that because we have a very limited time. So, Scott, without any ado, please help me welcome him to this panel.
Thank you, Girma. I have the pleasure of being the chair of the domestic subcommittee of OGB. And today, we've got two programs, very exciting programs, to offer you. So you will be invited to participate in these two projects. The first is the Health Career Collaborative, and we have two speakers come up here. The first is Barry Mann. Dr. Mann is a professor of surgery at Thomas Jefferson. He's a program director of the surgery residency program at Blackenau Medical Center, and he's a past president of the Association for Surgical Education. For the last decade, Dr. Mann has led a team of medical students and hospital volunteers to develop the Health Career Collaborative. Now he will come up here in just a moment, and he'll speak for a few minutes, show video, and then he'll be joined by Dr. Liana Gefter. Liana, after a three-year experience with Teach America in East Palo Alto, California, she earned her medical degree at Stanford and then an MPH at Berkeley. At Stanford, she started a program to involve her peers in engagement with underserved high school students, a program that is spread nationally and internationally. In 2013, Dr. Gefter joined Dr. Mann to lead the national dissemination of the Health Career Collaborative. And this program is currently in 10 cities. So we'll begin with Dr. Mann.
Thank you, Dr. Lichtman, and thank you, Dr. Tefera. Lankenau Hospital, where I'm the program director of the surgical residency, sits on the avenue which demarcates the main line, which is the wealthy northwest suburb of Philadelphia, from West Philadelphia, where 37% of the people live in poverty. When I became aware that 98% of the suburban high school students are going to college, while 50% of the urban high school students just across the street are dropping out of high school, I began leveraging the volunteers of med students and other healthcare professionals to visit classrooms to show kids that there are important reasons to stay in school, and if they do, there are great opportunities for a broad base of careers in healthcare, but you must stay in school. The program was well received and was adopted by four other medical schools in Philadelphia. In 2013, I spoke about the program at the Association for Surgical Education, and the then chief resident in surgery from Stanford, thank you, Dr. Salas, came up to me and said, "You must meet my friend, Liana Gefter, who works in Atlanta." Soon, Dr. Gefter became my partner in this work, and Aetna funded a replication of the program in Atlanta. In 2014, I was asked to participate on a panel for social responsibility at the medical student program right here at the Clinical Congress. The med student program, by the way, is down the hall. And Aetna allowed me to announce mini-grants for any student surgical interest group that wanted to start a chapter at its medical school. So the college has already had a great hand in making this program available to students across the country. To be sure that there is no confusion with any other academies in the college, we've recently changed the name of the program from the Health Career Academy to the Health Career Collaborative. We're indebted to the Domestic Subcommittee for inviting us to present this work to you now, and I'd like to show you a brief 3-minute explanatory video. My badge says 25 years, so you know I'm not a millennial.
We started out at Overbrook High School in West Philadelphia, the closest public high school to Lankano Medical Center.
All right, try one more time. There you go.
Lankano volunteers, nurses, social workers, physicians, along with a cadre of medical students, began introducing 10th graders to the world of the emergency room. The next year, we added an 11th grade curriculum focused on issues of public health, and other Philadelphia medical schools reached out to partner with underserved high schools in their communities.
Martin Luther King, all right, and Overbrook.
Each year, after working with medical student mentors to learn about emergency room problems, students have presented group projects at a citywide finale, where they are engaged by a distinguished panel of healthcare experts. A 12th grade curriculum was developed in which high school seniors reach out to community partners and design and conduct health fairs for their school and neighborhood. Aetna became aware of our work and helped us test the replicability of the concept. In 2014, the program was implemented in Atlanta. It proved that the Health Career Academy could be successful wherever there are students in need of engagement and enthusiastic mentors ready to engage them.
While I was a visiting professor at Lackawanna Medical Center, I learned about a very impressive program. It's called the Health Career Collaborative. It's a collaborative where they leverage the medical students' volunteerism in helping high-risk high school students learn about medicine and inspire them to pursue careers in healthcare. That's a very impressive program.
As the Health Career Collaborative has spread to new metropolitan areas, our mission of collaboration among health institutions, healthcare professionals, and their community high schools continues to develop. We are so proud that the value of the program has come to the attention of the American College of Surgeons.
When I heard of the Healthcare Collaborative from Dr. Britt, I saw a tremendous opportunity for our fellows to participate. Many of our fellows are already participating around the United States, and this is an opportunity to expand this wonderful program.
As the Health Career Collaborative has taken root, the beauty of the concept remains clear. Medical students and students in allied health fields spend time throughout the school year imparting their interest in science and health to high school students, many of them at risk.
I am really thrilled that this collaborative can find a good partnership with Operation Give Back in making our communities better.
Med students, along with volunteer hospital educators and community volunteers, are forming bonds with these kids at critical times in their young lives. And now, after a decade of experience, we're demonstrating how medical organizations can work together to create a pipeline of the next generation of healthcare providers at all levels.